on. Tap in. What are you doing?
I'm sorry.
Doesn't matter.
Hey.
Turn it off.
It's not that we should be. Oh, you can go ahead and cut that off. This has to be should be live. Okay.
The afternoon situation with Lisa B starts next.
Happy Money Making Monday, ladies and gentlemen. You are now tuned in to your favorite show in the radio game. I am Leisha B, your afternoon bestie. Welcome to your afternoon lituation. Man, it's Money Making Monday, so that means that I hope you got paid and slayed today. I hope you made some good money, okay? Because after that weekend, I know that you need to re-up. And you also need to re-up on your pop culture tea and your shenanigans. And you know that your bestie's got you covered every single weekday. So thank you so much for shouting out. Also, in about 5 minutes or so, I got a double winning week for you. And I'll explain a little bit more after that, okay? So lock in with me. We are in here until 7 p.m. So let's lock in with a little jid on Magic 104.
Yeah.
All right. So you got 20 seconds to name something that starts with Queen of. Go ahead.
Queen is a Queen of Elizabeth.
Okay. You got any more?
Queen Latifah.
Period. You know what? I'm gonna let you do that because you respected my girl Queen. Okay. Congratulations, friend. You are walking away with Offset and Baby Tron ticket.
Yeah.
All you know what to do. Let me know what your favorite station is.
104.9, baby.
Easy peasy, just like that. If you won your own tickets to Offset and Baby Tron, you got to call me tomorrow on your favorite station, Magic 104.9.
Your daily dose of pop culture, the Lituation Report on Magic 104.9. Grand Rapids number one for hip-hop and R&B.
A$AP Rocky has offered some Rihanna fans a beacon of hope after that really long hiatus from music might be coming to an end. A Rihanna fan page on Twitter shared a video that sees Rocky posing for a selfie with a fan in Paris. Towards the end of that video, someone is heard asking him about whether fans should get ready for a new album, and he simply replies back with, "She's working on it." So, I know it's been a while since that Anti project dropped in 2016, but you know, maybe, just maybe, we'll finally get a project from Rihanna. And last but not least, Westside Gunns is not going back to Canada no time soon because he claims that the border control was racist towards him, and he said he's never going back to the country again, even though a lot of his fans love him in Canada. But Westside is not the only rapper to experience issues at the Canadian border. Back in November of 2022, Roddy Ricch claimed that he was denied entry into the country after being harassed. So I don't know what's going on at the Canadian border, but they may not like rappers. Want to get more details about what's going on in pop culture? All you gotta do is tap into that Magic 104. It's Grand Rapids number one for hip-hop, Magic 104.9, and the long-awaited hair care line Sacred from Beyonce is launching tomorrow. And in a new interview with Essence magazine, she went into detail about how she has sclerosis, how she's opened up and gone to therapy, and her decision to chop all her hair off back in 2013. And we all know that the hair care line is inspired by her mama, Tina Knowles, and her time as a hairstylist. And now, they are using these products to make sure that people can also have the same experiences of loving their hair, protecting their hair, and also loving themselves in their natural form. It goes live tomorrow, but a lot of fans are noticing the pricing or noticing that they actually don't really care about Beyonce's hair care line. What do you think? Let me know in the Magic 104.9 app and tell me whether you're going to be buying Beyonce's hair care line tomorrow or not. Waxing now. Us ladies, we go and get things handled at the wax place, but it's always a licensed adult professional who handles our care. But according to this situation, that's not what went down, because a professional waxer is now in hot water after allegedly allowing her underage daughter to wax nude clients. Now, how did we find this out? Because the mother was dumb enough to take pictures of the little girl doing the wax service. Now, this child appears to be under the age of 10, and the original video right now has been since deleted. Unfortunately, the clips have been reposted and circulated over social media. But thankfully, people did call the police. Over 50 people alerted authorities and reported what they saw on social media, and they were able to find the woman's information and handle the situation. Now, I get that you want generational wealth for your children, but making your child who is under the age of 10 wax people's private areas is definitely out of the question. This just reminds me that a lot of people do not have common sense. Want to see the updates as they come out about this situation? Hit up that Magic 104.9 app. Grand Rapids number one for hip-hop, Magic 104.9. Leisha B here, and the fellas can now get pampered just like the ladies do, according to basketball legend LeBron James. LeBron is officially launching a male grooming collection called The Shop Collection, which is inspired by his talk show, The Shop. And on the talk show, they have different candid conversations and debates that take place in barbershops across the U.S. But with this collection of grooming supplies, it will be redefining male grooming. The collection, which is set to hit Walmart stores across the U.S., is supposed to be an impressive line lineup of grooming essentials from shampoo to styling pomade, each product reflecting LeBron's dedication to providing quality grooming solutions for men. The best part is it's not going to run you no LeBron money. It's going to start off at around $10. So this is accessible self-care for the men. Because it ain't wrong for a man to want to look good, you feel me? And if you want more details about what's going on with LeBron James' upcoming grooming collection, it's all waiting for you right now. The Magic 104.9 app.